rolling.
Yep, we are rolling. What's the matter?
I want water and I want cookies. You had water and cookies, man.
And you also had the opportunity to bring those up for all of us.
Yeah, you didn't.
Well, let me... How about this? I have a preposition for both of you.
I think that's the wrong use of...
I think it's a grammatical term. You mean a proposition.
I have a reposition for both of you.
A requisition?
It doesn't even make any sense.
No.
I have a constitution for both of you.
Get me some cookies and water.
And water.
Okay. Could I have some
water?
I'd like to hydrate.
Can I please have some water, Brian?
Got it. So here's what's going to happen. What I'm going to do for my compatriots of the Shide Show is go get them some water and cookies so that they can stop the bitching and the complaining and the kibitzing and the shkavatsking.
Hang on a second. If that is the only reason why you're going to go do that, that's not nearly as good as just doing it because you're getting it for your compatriots.
Yeah. If this were the Revolutionary War, you would just get it.
No
questions asked.
Musket ball to the head.
What?
I'm going to go...
Revolutionary War.
People mean it just musket
ball. I'm going to make leave on my preposition now.
Goodbye.
Bye. Get out of here.
Don't come back unless you have water... Don't drink your water in front of us.
Why are you drinking?
I'll be right back.
Really disgusting.
You are a jerk.
Glad that he's gone.
Same here.
It's awkward, though, with just you and I in the room.
Just a little awkward, I mean.
Put your pants back on.
You said to get comfortable. I was getting comfortable.
Yeah, but... Why are you getting comfortable now that Brian left the room?
Well, I thought that was the plan. Is that what you said before?
No, Brian guess left? You get comfortable. Like, get comfortable in your chair. Not wait until Brian leaves the room and then take your pants off.
But that's how I'm comfortable in my chair, with my pants off. I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to take
them off. Why did it happen now? Why was now the moment?
Because when Brian left, I felt that I needed to be more comfortable at that point.
Why? Because it was awkward?
It was awkward, yeah.
You're not the only one that it's awkward for. You're making it more awkward for me by taking your pants down.
So I should put my pants back on?
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, Robert.
Oh, okay. Huh?
There's no part of me that wants you with your pants off in the same room as me.
I'm not as comfortable now. That's the thing. I'm not going to be as comfortable now.
Do your belt up.
Just the belt? So
no,
I can wear the belt only?
What? No. Your pants are up, but your belt is still hanging loose, and I need it. All to be taken care of.
But the belt, it's digging into me.
That's what belts do, man.
All right.
Do you just run around taking your pants off to get comfortable in any situation?
Any situation. I was taking a test in middle school. Just took my pants right off.
And what happened?
I passed the test.
But what happened to you personally?
Well, I didn't gain any friends, but I didn't lose any either.
That makes absolutely no sense. There were no repercussions in your classroom? Your teacher wasn't upset?
I did it quietly. It was sort of a very stealthy thing to do. You know, under the desk. Didn't stand up and just take my pants off.
It doesn't matter how stealthy you are while getting naked. Ultimately, you're just naked.
Oh, it sounds like the water's here. It's unlocked.
Open the door, Brian. Yeah.
I didn't even know my door could lock.
Here he comes.
Hey, all right.
Glad you're back. It got a little weird.
Yeah.
Robert took his pants off.
I was just trying to get comfortable.
I will say this.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
And that's good water.
This week's episode is brought to us by chocolate chip cookies and crispy treats.
Do you think if you say chocolate chip cookies and crispy treats enough that they'll give it to us for free?
Well, it works on Oprah.
Are you really breathing that hard from walking up and down the stairs?
How many cigarettes a week would you say that you smoke, Brian?
I don't smoke.
Come on.
Cigarettes.
How many?
None.
You just missed your excuse there for why you're winded.
Exactly.
Would you care for a cookie?
Am I really breathing that hard?
Yeah.
Well, you were for a second.
I always breathe hard. I'm a hard breather.
I have to ask you why it took so long to get these cookies and water.
Look, I'm just appreciative.
I'm glad you got them.
Thank you.
I emptied the Brita completely, so I filled it up, and then I was waiting for it to filter it down a little bit so that I could fill it up more so that there'd be more water for you upon
Thank
the
you.
End of this.
Wow, that's actually very considerate. Now, were you doing that so that there'd be more water for us or actually for you?
Be honest.
I'm not going to comment on that.
All right. You probably all have these, or you've come across these people, whether they're in your family, or you've just met them, or you've come across a situation. Somebody's brought donuts, or cookies. You come up to the box to get yourself a cookie or a donut, and you find half of a donut, or half of a cookie. Now, are you one of those people who will split a cookie, split a donut, and leave half of it? Because I can tell you one thing, I am not the person who will pick up that other half, and I don't know many who will.
No, that cookie is lost. That donut is lost.
But isn't it? But you know what ends up happening 9 times out of 10 is the
what?
Person who split did so because, like, I'm only going to have, okay, I'll try. I'm just going to have a half of one.
But wait, aren't you going to... You sure you want half?
I mean, I'm just half. I'm going to split it in half.
No, why don't you just take the whole thing? Nobody's going to...
I'm going to split it in half because I'm not going to eat a whole one because those aren't good for me. I'm going to only have a half of one.
Wait,
I'm going to split it in half.
But, ma'am, if you just leave a half a donut back in the 12-pack,
nobody's
going to
eat it. Yeah.
I'm only going to have half. And then they go. Split it.
And quit it.
Four minutes later,
exactly.
They come back and be like, I'm just going to have that out of half.
No, they don't. They abandon it.
No, or they take a half of something else.
When I was growing up, I got the sense that my family went to church, and 80% of the reason that we all went to church was to get those
donuts
afterwards.
All right. You know what? Where did that come from?
It came from nobody showing up to church. What's the awesomest and cheapest way we can get them there? Donuts.
You know, and the different places that I went, there were some churches that had donuts afterwards, and I thought those were the best. And then there were some that didn't.
Yeah, Sunday, you never went back.
Sunday was all about church and donuts.
Church, donuts, and then
And then come
coffee,
to find out,
fruit punch.
Years later, especially in the northeast region of our country, Sundays were about church, donuts, and pedophilia. Come to find out years later. That's what Sundays meant to a lot of families. Were put on your Sunday best.
Guess you're going to
go
take them off in a second.
Whatever looks best on the floor, Don. Donnie, just put whatever works.
Donnie, put on your Sunday
best.
But I don't want to go to church.
I know, Donnie, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and put on your new shoes.
Donnie, why are you resisting church this week again?
Put on your new shoes. And
I keep telling you that the priest who takes me into the bag.
No,
he talks to you about Jesus.
No.
Let's just
put on your
get
Sunday.
In the car. I'm going downstairs. I'll meet you guys down there. Honey, you deal with him.
Dad, no. Mom, please don't let me go. I can't go. I can't do it.
Well, let me tell you, little Donnie.
Oh, Mom.
Now, Father Jim told me he wants to spend an extra 90 minutes with you after church today.
90 minutes?
And I said, well, of course, Father Jim, we are... Whatever we can do to help you or to the church.
That's when it happens.
What happens? You go to
see
God.
Exactly. And you know what I'm realizing? That's why the donuts were there. It's a distraction. You
for
get
the
those
90
parents.
Minutes. It bought
yeah.
90 minutes
yeah.
with the
you
parents.
You get those parents eating donuts for 90 minutes, not even wondering where little Donnie is.
That's pretty awful.
It's real.
It could be real. I mean,
Think that's on the books as a rule or a tactic, but I think
Think it happens on Sunday morning.
How many stories of
you
how many...
Yeah, come on.
I mean, I don't know, but
don't
I
know
don't
that.
Think it happens on
oh,
Sunday
really?
Morning.
Oh, really? You think that Sunday mornings is not the day? The Sunday morning is the day when the reverend is, or whoever, the priest, is the rock star. That's his day. He's coming off stage. He's high from his performance.
He grabs his juice and you know his
donut.
He gets refreshed.
Gets some decaf coffee.
He goes back to his room and he gets a rub down.
I don't know how
rub
it
down.
Works.
No, I mean that's not how it works. Let me tell you how it works. They ask you to come out back, and next thing you know, they're like, "If you're not feeling so good, you should just take your shirt off." And then you do. And then
are you speaking from experience?
No.
That was a no that sounded like a yes.
Why aren't you looking at any of us?
Why are your sunglasses on, Raul? Like, you look like a Raul with your sunglasses on.
Raul?
Yeah.
My sunglasses are on because I have a pigmentation in my eye.
It's bullshit.
We all have pigmentations in our
it's
eyes.
Color.
It's
color.
It's normal.
I don't know what Sunday means anymore, but I certainly do know that growing up, for a lot of people, it was about church and it was about donuts with an occasional glass of milk and an occasional hand down your pants by a priest.
Oh my God, you are on a roll right now.
I know that's what Sundays used to mean. Now
you've been out of the game.
Now it's all gone downhill.
Now it's all gone downhill. Most churches have closed down.
Yeah. Sunday is just about football and
not a lot of people I see like on the streets going to church nowadays.
I tell you, man, no one. My hometown Sundays, no one's at those churches anymore. I don't know how they're staying open.
Ghost town.
I don't know how they're staying open. No one goes to church anymore. What are people praying to? That's my question. You know, the church took a real, obviously, no pun intended, took a real blow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say beating. Well, beating would have been funny, too. Yeah,
but a blow is better.
Blow.
with all this scandal. Because literally hundreds of priests are like, people are like, oh, yeah, by the way, we just thought that we were supposed to shut up about it. But we used to, that was, we... Man, that's
yeah.
Sucked,
those were
right?
the days.
The reason why I'm a raging alcoholic right now and can't hold a job is because when I was 11, I was totally taken advantage of
by a man of the cloth.
By a man of the cloth. And look, you there are some great men out there. Some great men. Some of the most extraordinary men that I've ever met. I went to a Catholic high school. Some of the most extraordinary men I've ever met were priests.
I agree. They can be amazing mentors.
So it became they were
involved,
and they were like really like pillars of faith and humanity in the community. But and we you know we went through this time of unveiling what a lot of the scandal that ended up happening and that ended up being, and it really drove most people away from the practice of it.
From well-organized religion.
And now what we worship is iPads and iPhones and flat-screen TVs and football games and internet porn.
That's a pretty grim outlook.
And Maxim magazine and Stuff magazine and The Girls Next Door and Kim Kardashian. And high-heeled shoes and patent leather toe tips and mini skirts and 17-year-old girls who look like they're 25.
I don't.
And beach trips and cars that go fast and.
Brian.
Easy.
Brian, I don't think I'm following the same list. It seemed okay in the beginning, but this list is just getting longer and into the
less
wrong
meaning.
Column.
Less meaning. Yeah, yeah, there's just less meaning to what you're using.
I think that's going
to
do it for us for this week.
I think so too.
That's it.
Thank you for everyone who is continuing support. Don't forget to hit us on theshideshow@gmail.com or on our Tumblr account.
Yay!
Yay!
Boo.
We're the Shide Show.
Yay!
Boo.
Goodbye.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Dawning Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years.